A good Erev Shabbos to everyone. I hope everyone is doing well. You know, as time goes on, people keep on asking me, you know, when is this going to be over? When are we going to be able to go back to our shul, back to our yeshivas, back to our schools? We're all yearning and longing to be able to go back to the shul, back to the way things were. And nobody really knows. Nobody knows when it's going to end and how it's going to end. But I think instead of focusing on when it will end, I think we need to focus on what we have right now, the matzav right now, and I want to give a shtickel perspective which could help us appreciate the situation we're in now. In the meantime, before we're able to go back to our Heilige Shuls. And we find in the Parsha that the Parsha talks about the Avodah the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol was constantly switching from certain Avodahs that they did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim Lefnai V'Lefnim. Then he would go back outside, do certain Avodahs in the Azara, in the less Kodesh parts of the Beis HaMikdash, and then he would go back in. And Rashi brings down, the Gemara tells us that every time the Kohen Gadol switched from doing Avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim to go outside, or vice versa, from going outside inside, he would change his clothing, and he would have to go to the mikveh, he would be tevil, the tefillah would add a certain level of kedusha to allow him to do the Avodah. And the question is, Reb Zevin asks in the Sefer, L'Tayel Amaydim, he says, Bishlam, I understand when the Kohen Gadol goes from the Avodah outside to go inside into Kodesh HaKadoshim, obviously he needs to be tevil, go to the mikveh to add kedusha, he's going lifnai v'lifnim, he's going to the most kedushika place in the world, he needs to add some kedusha. But the other way around, when he's already inside in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he's going out, going to do Avodah b'chutz in the Azara, that's a lower level of kedusha. Why would he need to go to the mikveh then? Why would he need to be tevil? Why does he need to add kedusha? L'chara, it would seem that he's going down in kedusha, not going up. He's going from within the Kodesh HaKadoshim to go b'chutz. What is the purpose of the tefillah at that point? And Reb Zevin says, a gevaldik idea, Reb Zevin is masber, that it's true that the most kaddishika place in the world is a kaddish HaKadoshim. You have the Aron there, you have the, it's a makam kaddish, no one could go in there. That is really the source of kedusha of the whole world. But he says, in a certain sense, in a certain bechina, when he goes outside to the Azara, he could reach even a higher level of kedusha. Because lifnai v'lifnim, in the kaddish HaKadoshim, there's pure kedusha, there's no distractions, there's no chulin. And that is really the source of all kedusha. It's easier to be kaddish in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the challenge is, when you go b'chutz, you go outside, you go into a world which has some chulin, it's not all kaddish. It's not as easy to be kaddish. And he's able to schlep that kedusha with him from b'fnim, take the kedusha from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and bring it outside into a place which is less kaddish, and be mekaddish to that place, be mekaddish to the chulin. That could bring you to even a higher level of kedusha, when you're able to turn the world of chulin into a makam kaddish, to bring the kedusha, the kaddish kaddashim, into the outside world. And that's why he needs a tefillah, because in a certain sense, when he leaves the kaddish kaddashim and he goes outside, he's entering a higher level of kedusha, entering a challenge which could really bring a kedusha greater than the kedusha that he experienced in the kaddish kaddashim. And I think that we all know, it's clear that the shuls are the makar of our kedusha today. That's our kaddish kaddashim, and that's where we want to be. But when we're able to now take that kedusha from the shul and bring it into our home, and be mekadosh our homes, take the kedusha of the yeshivas and the schools and bring the limud haTorah and the tefillah, bring it all into our homes and be mekadosh the home, be mekadosh b'chutz, in a certain sense, we could be doing an avodah which is even greater than the avodah lifnai v'lifnim. We're being mekadosh the chulin, being mekadosh the world which is less kaddish, and that is something which could be even more meaningful and more special. So we all yearn and we long for the time when we could be back in our shuls, but in the meantime, let's appreciate what we have. Let's take that kedusha of the shul, be mekadosh our homes, be mekadosh our mishpachas and our homes, and turn it into a mikdash mat, turn it into a beis haknesses. Make the Shabbos into a beautiful Shabbos, a Shabbos of achila and shesia, devritaira, zmiras, shiras, v'sishpachas, a Shabbos of spending time with the family, besimcha v'nachas, to relax and enjoy the kedusha of Shabbos. And in that schos, we'll all be zaycha to a Yeshua and a geula, b'mehri amenu. Everyone should have a gevaldike Shabbos.